Okay, we're going to have open lines for you now. Full moon open lines, because that is exactly what it is. People have been acting strange again. I wonder what's going on. I'll be back in a moment at Coast to Coast AM. Okay, let's go east of the Rockies to get us started. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, George. This is Diane.
Hi, Diane. Where are you? Somewhere.
Utica, New York.
Okay, what's going on?
The question is, the first of the year, you promised you'd go out to the ranch.
I have made a deal with Mr. Gilliland to go out in sometime in 2008. I made a public commitment at the Bay Area UFO Expo in front of about 420 people. So I'm on my way. It'll be sometime next year.
All right. Well, I wish it would be around the 15th of January.
Why?
Well, last night was the full moon, and the 15th of January is when you will have actual photos you can take as long as you push the button and take
oh,
a picture
really?
Of the UFO.
How do you know this?
It's a bona fide guarantee.
It's a lock. Have you been told this by someone?
I'm the same one that told you not to do the Ouija board. So,
well, I didn't.
I know you didn't. That's wonderful. January 15th, third week of January, go out there and you will see at least three different crafts, which
that
will be the people of white, which are the tall white ones, the grays, and the little ones that are, like, nasty.
All right. I'm not sure. Okay, I'm not sure I can get out there then, but maybe somebody can get us some pictures. Let's go to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast with us. Hello there. Good morning.
Hi, this is Robert in Lake City, Florida.
Hey, Robert.
I've got a physics question. Is it believed that a magnetic field is constant, or have they ever tried to measure the speed of a magnetic field?
Now, that's interesting. The physicist isn't with us anymore.
I'm not sure
they have ever tried to measure the speed of a magnetic field.
I was going to ask him that to get him pointing in a new direction.
You bring up that question. Tell me why.
Because that is there's a lot more to it than that. That is actually the cause of gravity. They know the laws of gravity, but they don't know the cause of gravity. And if you'll measure a magnetic field, it appears to be constant.
It's funny you say that, because you've heard the program before. We've talked about Coral Castle and Edward Leedskalnin, that frail 100-pound guy who moved these huge blocks of stone.
Oh, that reminds me, the
magnetics.
You got on that program?
Yeah.
You know what those are for? It's a patent number. If you take off the first four digits, it's a patent number in the U.S. patent.
Really?
When you go to it, it flashes up, but then it blacks out.
They won't let us find out what's going on. Well, he wrote a book called Magnetic Current. So I'm convinced that magnetism had something to do with his ability to move these objects. And they weren't metal, but he was able to do it. Let's go to our next wild card line. Welcome to the program. Hi there.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Leanne from Alabama. I've talked to you before.
Why are you calling tonight, Leanne?
Well, I had a question, and I also had a compliment for you.
Well, you don't have to compliment me, but what was it anyway?
Well, for one, I mean, I think you do a great show. I mean, I think some of your shows are kind of out there, which I love, because I've been thinking about stuff like that for years, and I finally found somebody that, you know, is open-minded as I am to think about what's out there in the universe, you know.
Well, you've got a whole family of people here that are believers with you.
And, I mean, I wish I could call more than once a month, because it's like every night you have a show and you have a guest, it's like, oh, crap, you know, I'd love to call in. I can relate to this person, you know. And then, you know, when you do your shows about revelations and the end of the world, I mean, you know, I am a believer too, and a lot of other stations just won't talk about that. And, you know, I think you know, you talk about things that, you know, it might scare some people, but, you know, it needs to get out there.
We're on the cutting edge every night.
And, I mean, I just stumbled upon you about 9 months ago.
How'd that happen?
Well, I was just bored. See, I've got XM, and I was just bored one night, and there wasn't nothing on the radio. And I was like, I'm going to check out the, you know, the stations like above, you know, where the music stops. It's like one up in the 100s. I'm like, well, I'm just going to check it out. And I just came up on your show one night, and it's like I was hooked.
Well, I'm glad you're with it. Now, did you have a specific question about anything?
Well, my question is, I'm visually impaired, and I've heard a lot about your book. And I was wondering if, by any chance, I could get that book on tape.
Yes, it's on CDs.
It's on CDs? I mean, yes. Where can I get
if you go to CDs? Just go to Amazon.com and type in under books, Worker in the Light, and then they'll give you paperback, hardcover, but it's also on CD. And just make sure somebody does that for you.
Oh, okay, because like I said, you can't just buy them in a bookstore. You have to get them on.
You know, there might be some bookstores that have it, but most of them you can get very easily right off of Amazon.com. So depending on how visually impaired you are, I don't know if you use computers, but if you do, you can do it yourself at any time. If not, have a friend do it. And thanks. Thanks for the compliments. Not necessary, but always nice. West of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi.
Yeah.
It's Tom.
Hi, Tom. Go ahead.
Is it George?
Yeah, sure is.
Oh.
All by my lonesome, sitting in my cave.
All right. Hey, I was, this last July, me and my family got together and spread my mom's ashes in a creek.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, we were in Monarch because I live in Montana. Well, we were spreading her ashes, and we were taking pictures of watching her ashes go down the stream. And me and my wife were looking through the pictures, and we seen a little lady's face, like a woman's face in there.
You know, let me tell you something. That you are not the first to have encountered this incredible situation. There is a guy who used to sing with the group The Letterman. Remember that?
Yeah.
He takes these pictures of ashes, and I got to tell you, they're incredible. The faces that you see in the water or in the ashes as they kind of drift away are absolutely staggering.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. I don't know if it was like some of her spirit or just a fluke or what.
And are they on every picture or just a few of them?
No, there's one you can see the face really good, and then there's another one. It looks like a man and a woman on it because my dad committed suicide and when I was 12. And my mom just passed away a couple of years ago while I was away, and they both got cremated, but they never got spread together. We actually buried my dad and he got a tombstone and everything.
So it's very possible he was visiting her when you were doing this.
Yeah, I don't know. I believe in all that stuff, but it's just weird to see the picture and the face in the picture.
It really is, and I had asked him to put together some information and pictures for us. And Tom and I had met with him about a year ago, I think. But it is absolutely staggering. First-time caller line, you're on the air with us on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hey, George.
Hi.
Really good to talk to you, man. I'm a long-time listener and a first-time caller.
Well, thanks. But, and what finally got you to call?
Well, I just want to tell you that I've never been to college, but I am well-educated by association with you.
Nothing wrong with the school of hard knocks, my friend.
Hey, I once heard you say that you've never flown in your dreams.
I've had astral projection once. I have flown in my dreams. I just never seem to land.
Oh man! Well, you know what? I used to get sleep paralysis a lot.
Okay.
And one day I just gave up on it. I let myself go. And ever since then, I mean, I fly, but there's always somebody on the ground that's jealous. You know, like, I can fly. I'll fly
what do you mean, jealous?
they I guess they want to fly too, but they can't, or they're yelling at me or something. And I've flown over farmland, and the farmer's mad, you know, yelling at me.
So they can see you.
Are you there?
Yeah, but that you're saying they can see you?
They can see me. I had a white wolf look up at me, just looking up at me, and I've had a farmer yell at me, and some man trying to pull me down, and it's funny. But, I can fly for miles and go down and smell the grass. It's just wonderful. I mean, I can tell people that I have actually flown, and it's beautiful.
Sounds like you're having a great time.
Oh, I am. And, you know, I'm not taking drugs. I mean, it's just, you know, it's just that I finally gave up on fighting that sleep paralysis, and I just let it go. And one day I actually saw my, the spirit come out of my body and fly through a wall. And ever since then, I mean, I have sat on ledges and the Grand Canyon, and I've never been there. And I'll float from ledge to ledge. And even then, I had somebody grabbing my leg trying to pull me down.
Well, do you fly back into your body? Is that how you come back?
No, I just wake up.
You just wake up. Okay.
Yeah.
So why don't you expand your horizons a little bit and start flying to other planets?
Oh, I'd like to do that, but I haven't been seen. I don't know. Maybe I just want to see this planet. I haven't seen enough of this planet. Maybe that's why I stay here.
How fast do you travel?
Yeah, I just travel.
How fast?
How fast?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm just there, but when I'm flying, like I said, when I go down to smell the grass, I'll be traveling probably the speed of a small plane, just enjoying it.
Absolutely incredible. Do birds fly up there with you?
Oh, no, I don't see no birds. It's just me, and sometimes I feel like I can't fly, and I'll hold on to a little limb on a tree, and I'll just rest.
But what's incredible is people. Now, these people who see you, are they the actual physical beings here on Earth? Like you said, the farmer sees you. He's actually a farmer, and he's down there, right?
He's mad. He's mad because I'm making his cows nervous.
Well, and, you gotta fly up to a plane and peek into somebody's window.
Yeah.
That's what you gotta do. Thanks for the call. East of the Rockies, you're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hello, George. My name's Tim.
Hi, Tim. I'm
from Tampa. I realize Dr. Krause is gone, but chances are you've asked him this question. What does he attribute to be the point of origin of what we call extraterrestrials?
Well, in terms of the point of origin, he does not believe in intelligent design like so many of us do. He believes in extraterrestrial life. He said he's not sure if it's intelligent, but he's pretty sure it's at least microbial.
I guess what I'm talking about is, since he said warp speed is impossible, wormholes are impossible because of the limits of energy and so
right,
on.
Right, right.
Yet, if we had UFOs that were operated by intelligent creatures like the Greys and so on, to what would he attribute that their point of origin?
Well, and again, he would have said, if I can paraphrase him, he's not saying they exist.
Oh.
See, I think we've been visited. I think they've developed a way to get here. I think they're bending.
There's yeah, I agree with you, and I think it's undeniable for somebody to think that they don't.
And I think a lot of ancient religions were based on extraterrestrial visitations, which looked like gods to them at the time.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. Well,
okay.
Look, thank you so much for taking my question.
All right, my friend. Let's go next to our wild card line. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi there. This is Charles in Waco.
Hey, Charles.
I want to ask you about numerology.
All right.
I know that it's 1 through 9, but as I was looking into it, it seems that there's also 0, 11, and 22. Do you know much about this?
No, I don't about that. I'll give you a website, though, that'll help you out a lot called...
write that down.
Yeah, easy to remember. Just numberslady.com.
Numberslady.com.
Yep.
Okay.
She, and you can even email her. That's Glynis McCants. She'll get back to you. She's very good with coast to coast listeners. Ask her some of those questions, and she'll give you the answers.
Yeah, because I looked mine up, and apparently I'm a 22. I was, well, what is that? I thought I was a 4.
Yeah, that you should have been a 4. You would think. I'm a 7.
Well, and you got her. I'm very creative and a builder. So
all right, and is that true?
Well, yeah, I've built many a things.
All right.
I work in the television industry. So.
Oh, you do? What do you do?
I do a small fishing show.
Well, do you really?
Yeah, it's fun.
Who was the top fisherman for television shows years ago?
Don't give me the lion. I just do the...
What was his name?
I just edit. I'm an editor always, and a shooter. But.
What kind of equipment are you on now? Everything digital, computers?
Mostly digital. I still use tapes to record on, but we're trying to switch to hard drives.
Man, the computer industry.
Say, long time listener. Been listening since the old days of art, and man, I love this show.
Great. Thanks a lot. As a matter of fact, this Friday I'm taking another one of these rare days off. As I get close to the end of the year, I'm going to take a few more of my vacation days, even though I give up about 10 or 15 days a year. I just let them go. Art's going to do Friday night for me, and that'll be fun. He's going to end up doing Ghost to Ghost as well, and his prediction show, and a couple other shows during the year and next year as well. But he's going to do this Friday, so just mark that down on your calendar, if you would. Let's go next to our West of the Rockies line. You're on the air with us. Hi there.
Good morning, George.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
We are well.
Thank you for enlightening me on the sleep paralysis.
Oh, you're welcome.
I had suffered that in 79, and I thought I was losing my mind. And,
you know what? It's frightening if you don't know what it is.
Oh, my God. It was horrible. And at one time, I did see a dark entity at the base of my bed.
What you don't want is to see the old hag sitting there.
No, she woke me up. I hope she's not listening. Anyway,
she may be, and if she is, don't go home.
I have a lot of people listening to you, and they all love you.
Well,
and
I'll
like say hi to Chris and Jeff.
All right, what city?
I'm sorry?
What city are they in?
They're in Vancouver.
Okay, great.
And thank you very much for your show.
All right. Well, you are very, very welcome. If you want to email me, just send it my way. That's george@coasttocoastam.com. And, you know, I read them all. I try to get back to a few of them. I mean, I can't tell you how many we're getting. They just keep coming and coming. And then that spam stuff that gets through. I have no idea how that leaks through on my Coast to Coast email address. But, man, I get all kinds of things. And, I mean, from pharmaceuticals to what have you. Unbelievable. I'll be back in a moment. Open lines continue. Full moon open lines on Coast to Coast AM. Hey, that popular fishing show, Bill Dance Outdoors. That's who it was. I always remember him wearing these aviator sunglasses. Bill Dance Outdoors. On our next Coast to Coast program, Linda Moulton Howe joins us. She will be the guest for the entire 3 hours of the interview segment of the program. Our investigative reporter, one of the things she'll be looking at, that meteorite that hit in Peru and how 200 people got sick. So that'll be a fascinating program. And yes, we'll take conversation phone calls with Linda. And when I come back, we'll wrap up with our full moon open lines on Coast to Coast AM. Okay, this is it. Final segment, final calls. Full moon night. Gorgeous moon, by the way, wherever you might be. I got a call years ago from a friend of mine, and she was looking at her full moon, and I was in Detroit at the time. She might have been in San Francisco, who knows where. And she said, gosh, it's too bad you don't have a full moon where you are. And I said, what do you mean? It's clear sky, and I'm looking at it. She said, you can't. We've got it here. Man. Ah, well. East of the Rockies, you're on the air. Hi there.
Hi, George. How are you?
Good, sir. Thanks.
George, this is Mike. I'm calling from Richmond, Virginia.
Okay,
and I'm actually driving to New Jersey, and what a pleasure to have a great a show to listen to for the last 4 or 5 hours. I really appreciate it.
Well, we're going to be here for you for a long, long time. I'm going to be out in Virginia in October in Norfolk. And, yeah, come on by. We'll get more information. I'm going to be at a huge conference center there, and it'll be on a – I think I'll do a show there Friday night, and then we'll have the event on Saturday. I'll post it on our website.
Great. I'll look for that.
Okay.
George, I know other people are waiting for you to answer the call. I just wanted to bring up a show and a book, Our Island Earth. Have you ever heard of that?
I have not. Tell me about it.
Well, it's really fascinating, and this is noted physicists who have written this. And what they did was they did the laws of probability for every aspect of life that we have on our planet and whether or not it could occur again somewhere in the universe.
Okay.
And what they found out is that of all the different degrees of things that have to happen for life to form, that there would have to be hundreds of billions of more universes than there are for life to ever occur again. So their theory is that it's physically impossible for life to ever occur again in the universe unless there was hundreds of billions of more universes than there are. That's how rare it is.
See, that kind of convinces me that there's some intelligent design behind it.
You better believe it. I agree with you 100%. And, I mean, it was very conclusive. In fact, it was on the... the Discovery Channel, a whole show about a two-hour series about it. And it was really interesting how improbable that it could ever happen again. One other thing I wanted to bring up that the gentleman that you had on the thing, I wish I could have gotten on there when he was on there, but he made a statement that it was impossible for wormholes and these other things to occur because of the energy it would take to allow us to travel through them. But then he contradicted himself, and where he contradicted himself, in my opinion, was that he said if you took all the things that we could see, that would only represent 1% of everything in the universe, 1% of the volume. That would mean to me that it would only be 1% of the energy that there was in the universe as well. So the dark matter, which is we're just finding out about, really that's where the energy would come from, and we have no way of measuring it. And it could be a way to do the sun 100 times over in just a small piece of it.
So yeah, I think you will get physicists who will agree, not with Professor Krauss, that wormholes are very possible and that they indeed exist and that maybe one day we might be able to travel through these portals.
I agree. And like I was saying, the dark matter, that may be the answer, and we're just babies in that respect. But if it's 1% of the total matter, then you have to think 99% of the total energy is also lodged in this dark matter.
Very good. All right. I agree.
Thank you so much, George.
Okay. You take care. Next up, first time caller line, you're on Coast to Coast. Good morning. Where are you calling from?
Hi, San Francisco.
All right. Take it away.
Well, George, I'm a first time caller, long time listener, and I have to give you some kudos. You've done a great job.
Well, thanks.
You have become quite excellent and knowledgeable. I remember when you came on board, and I'm really impressed with where you are right now.
I've kind of grown a little bit,
I have to say that I'm really impressed, and I think that if anybody can take the reins and keep a firm hold on them, you can.
Well, thank you. That's very nice of you.
Well, okay, so anyway, I wanted to kind of counter one of the caller's arguments that he said, well, I don't want to imagine that or even believe that I came from rocks, so...
okay.
I had this dream about 9 years ago where I was brought into like this vast white room and I met this deity, and this was very real to me. It was very spiritual and it had a heavy significance on me, and
okay.
I was suspended in front of him, and I absolutely had no ability to move. And he held up this fossil, which I could see was a very complex pattern, like a series of fractals descending into itself. And he said, "This is what you are."
And?
I was shocked, and I felt absolutely terrified. And the only thing I could do was breathe. And I started to breathe, and as I blew my breath out. I was able to put distance between this deity and myself, and I was able to wake up and come back to life, and I was shocked for about a week. I couldn't even explain it to anybody.
How did it change you so much?
I realized that even though we don't understand our God, and we like to think of it as a person, and we've kind of anthropomorphized everything that we don't understand, it's quite real and true to me that we have been brought about by very complex circumstances. Even though at the base level, there's a lot of mystery to what brought about life in the universe.
See, I still kick the why reason around. I just don't know why.
And, you know, that's a good meditation that Taoists often take, because that's how you find answers within yourself. But I can't answer that. I don't know why. Who does, right?
Exactly. So we might as well make it the best we can.
But there in that is a lot of information that really helped me transcend the idea that the Creator is something that's way beyond us. And it's not a slight on us to realize that, you know, we could come from very simple, basic elements. We don't know where we're even supposed to go. billion years, they're going to say, what, we used to be humans?
Yeah, whatever they were.
So that's all I wanted to say is, it's not such a discouraging or insulting concept to think that we could derive ourselves, or we could be derived from the base elements of the universe.
Well, you make us think. Thanks for the call. Next up, it's our wild card line. Hi there.
Hi, George. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
Listen, I'm 43 years old. I've been listening to the show since I was a teenager, hiding in my room, hoping my mom wouldn't hear and tell me to turn our bell off. Okay, and I'm probably an anomaly because I don't believe in aliens. I don't, you know, a lot. But I'm mesmerized. I look at the clock every night, waiting for 10 o'clock to roll around. I even bought a vehicle with XM radio so I could pick you guys up when me and my wife travels, which drives her nuts because she's not the fan that I am. But tonight's show, I tried to get in when you had the guest on. Fascinating show, and I love all of the hypotheticals. You know, what if there was the wormhole, and what if we could do this, and what if we could do that? I love the hypotheticals. I love the what ifs. But then when they start stating fact, I've heard people propose shows before, and I don't, like I said, love the show. Listen every night, even though, like I say, I'm probably not a believer like some of the other listeners are. I would have loved tonight when he just, because at one point you said, well, you know, what's this? And he said, 100%. And you said, well, what about intelligent design? Oh, well, you know, you might find a few people who say, you know, blah, 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 blah. Maybe.
Right.
You know.
100% on the Big Bang. That's
exactly.
What it was. Yeah.
Exactly. I've went to sermons and things, not sermons, seminars.
Conferences, yeah.
Where intelligent design has been presented scientifically. And it's fascinating. And there's incredible things, you know, the statistical probability of the Big Bang working and placing the Earth exactly this many miles from the sun and this many miles from the moon and causing the tide and blah, 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 blah. It would be awesome to get a gentleman of his caliber, obviously intelligent, obviously knows what he's talking about, fascinating show. It would be awesome to get a gentleman of his caliber with a gentleman of equal caliber with intelligent design and hear them debate.
Absolutely.
That would be awesome.
Be a great show. We've been working on that, and maybe even four people instead of just two. I know that tends sometimes to get muddied up, but we might be able to do maybe two an hour and then keep a batch for phone calls. But I think you've got a great idea there.
So, at any rate, like I said, I know you got lots of callers, and I don't want to take up your time, but from a non-believer, God bless you. I can't wait every night for the show to come on. I hope you can hear it in my voice. I look forward every night to the show to see what you guys are going to be talking about. And I literally, and it's amazing too, because some days I'll go home and I'll say to my wife, hey, you know that show I listened to? And she rolls her eyes. Oh, no, now what?
I love it. I love it. Well, you tell her to start listening to us.
Okay.
All right, thanks.
All right.
You know, even these open lines that we normally have on Fridays, I like them all. And have a great time talking to you. East of the Rockies, your turn. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Yes, sir. Mr. Norrie, I'm Myron from Salina, Kansas.
Hi.
And I just wanted to say, you know, I thought he was really brilliant, but sometimes a physicist shouldn't talk about, biology. Sometimes they don't, they specialize too much and they don't see the big picture, so to speak.
Sometimes you are absolutely right. Sometimes they're too science-oriented.
And what I meant was, you know, science has taught us that there was an explosion about 600 million years ago. Things just all of a sudden went from simple life forms to very complex life forms practically overnight. And that on our planet, that life has almost came to extinction at least eight times. And where, you know, like 98% of all life has almost ceased to exist. And I just say to him that, you know, I don't think mutation or time, that there wouldn't be enough time for that to happen naturally.
So you're a believer in the intelligent design as well?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? If we took a poll, I would bet that that would come in. I think I may have taken a poll on that. It's pretty high. 65% at least. West of the Rockies, go ahead. You're on Coast to Coast. Hi there.
Hi, Mr. Norrie. How you doing?
Good. Thank you.
I love the show. I can't change the channel.
Good.
Listen, I just wanted to ask you.
Solder it right there.
I will. My buddy turned me on to it a few weeks ago, and I don't even change it. I don't even listen to XM, anything on XM anymore. I wanted to ask you about a gentleman that called several weeks ago, something about a confession where his sister and him plotted to kill his father.
Oh yeah, he and his family were being abused.
Yeah, that guy. And you ended up saying that you do have the ability to track some of the callers that call in.
Yes.
Whatever happened with that?
Well, this is what we decided to do, because I went on the air and asked for anonymous callers that night to share with us the stories that they did. I thought that I would be broaching my ethics to voluntarily take this guy's number and pass it on. So what I told my staff is, if I'm subpoenaed or the program got subpoenaed by some law enforcement out there that just wanted to investigate what they think they heard him say, then we'd legally give up that phone number. But I'm not going to turn him in.
Yeah, so nothing ever happened out of it?
Nope.
No. Listen, George, I wanted to also comment on something else. I mean, I'm kind of a young guy still, but a lot of things have happened in my life. And you mean by intelligent design, do you mean by God or...
Yeah, something like that.
Well,
something so mystical, something so wonderful that would create this, that would have some kind of thought pattern behind it all.
That we can't really explain it or see her. But, well, when I was always young, you know, I always believed. I before I went to school and found out about the Big Bang Theory and got more involved with science and everything, I was always, as soon as I heard about these things, I was, you know, like, well, what is all this mumbo jumbo? It's completely not really contradicting my beliefs, but it's making me think, you know. And in the long run, I mean, I wanted to share my belief with you and some of the callers and some of the listeners that I kind of believe that there is a greater power out there, and something we really don't understand. You know, a God, that's how I like to put it, or Allah, or however you want to put it.
You know, I agree with you that that is exactly the case. By the way, because I'm not here on Friday, which is my traditional end for this, I decided to enlighten you with a little bit of UFO fill. So sit back and enjoy. We had our full moon open lines tonight. Linda Moulton Howe joins us tomorrow for a full show. And then Thursday, Stuart Swerdlow joins us as we talk about some incredible things about mind control. Here he is, UFO Phil.
Well, I never knew I had Martians in my garden. And I never knew there were aliens on my roof. I got shadow people, and they're living in my basement. Got a funny feeling Bigfoot's gonna be here soon. I was so blind before, I was so unaware. But now I swear I'm seeing Sasquatch over there. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Well, you never knew that your baby was a hybrid, but as he grew, you began to see the clues. Now you know the signs, 'cause you learned it from George Norrie. Even while you sleep, you got Martians watching you. I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. And I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Good morning or good evening, wherever you may be, whichever world you're living in, whatever century, your voice is always welcome here on my radio. Call in with your space transmitter or your telephone. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost, 'cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast.
Ah, there he is for you, UFO Phil. Thank you, Phil. For Steve Carr, Dan Galante, Tom Dantenheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean LaDesur, Ross Mitchell, Ian Punnett, and Art Bell, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.